Okay, back to business, as they say. We're here at Hoxton Park near Shrewsbury for the Hawk.
Shrewsbury.
For the Hawk. For the, what's that, the same as Rayadere? And for the annual Hawk International.
Yeah, good to be back at Hawkston. We've been a couple of enduros over the last couple of weeks, but it's nice to be getting back to the real thing and seeing some motocross actually standing in a place when you can see the majority of the track from one position rather than chasing through the forest after the enduro. A lot of good riders going to be here tomorrow. Very quiet in the paddock this morning. I think we've turned up a little bit too early. Not so much as the hospitality tea cake around, to be honest, but we'll go around and speak to some riders and see what's what their thoughts are for tomorrow.
And Ben, this is close, this is your sort of domain, you're from Shrewsbury?
Yes, my neck of the woods, 5 minutes away. I used to sneak under the fence so I didn't have to pay back in the 80s when the GPs were on. It's good. It's probably my favourite race of the year, to be honest, Hawkstone International, first race. A lot of excitement, there's always good riding, always a good crowd. It's one of the best races going.
And the weather today on the Saturday is pretty good so far, so we're going to spend probably the next couple of hours wandering around the paddock, see who we can chat to and keep you informed of what's going down. But by the looks of it, all the teams are sort of gradually coming in. It's early days, still, 12 o'clock? And yeah, we should be in for a good day's racing tomorrow. Okay, we're... first person we're going to talk to today is Mattis Carra, who's made a change from Suzuki's to KTM. Mattis, what are you riding this week at Hawkstone?
I'm riding 350 in MX1.
Having some fun on a 350, different, a little bit more power than the 250?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the bike. The bike is really good, light, and done loads of testing with suspension, engines, and I'm really happy about the bike. So I'm looking forward for the races because it's been a long while since last good race.
And for this, for your teammate today, for tomorrow is Nez. You been out with Tesso and Nez, or have you been to America? Or
The whole team, we went to Spain.
Oh, yeah.
And me and Nez, we've done good testing in Spain, had a good laugh there, and yeah.
So winter training's been really good for you guys then, yeah?
Yeah, every day we enjoyed. You know, done motos, and like me and Nezu was riding together, like pushing each other a little bit, you know, that little bit more to get the speed lap times. So it's been really good.
Cool, well, good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you.
No worries. Okay, that was our first quick chat with one of the riders, Mattis, who seems confident and he's got a big smile on his face again, which is always good to see. Julian, we're still on the track now. Changes, can you see any?
No, it doesn't seem to be very much different from last time we were here, really. We're in the middle section just across from where the classic bomb hole was. All looking very sort of sculptured and nice from the earth movers moving around. But, looks all good. Fairly classic modern Hawkston.
Ben, you had a quick wonder. Have you spotted any difference?
The old wave section coming into the finish, they've got rid of that and they've put a small bomb hole type thing in, I guess, to slow it up a bit. There's a few people had crashes there over the year, but other than that, it looks the same. They've still got those crappy little jumps on the infield section that are a bit needless.
They look bigger though this year.
They look a little bit bigger, but I don't know. I don't think they're needed, to be honest. It'd be nice to have a straight without any jumps on a track once in a while, but no, it looks good. The soil's really good condition. They had a bit of rain yesterday, they were saying, and it's damped it down perfect. So it should be spot on, really.
Yeah, well, we'll keep wandering around the track and see if we can spot any other differences and we'll take it from there, really. Okay, we've sort of wandered on over to the... it seems like a... Well, obviously it is a new bit due of the... it's like a man-made bomb hole come flat-landing jump.
Yeah, as Ben just mentioned it, we came down to see what he was talking about there, and it's the run down to the finish line. There used to be a drop down a wave section and then into a long corner. They've now put in a fairly substantial jump in there. There's no way you could double it because you haven't got any runner from the top. So you're going to come into there. It's going to be a big flat land in the other side. Really curious thing to do. They could easily have put a nice long straight in here, but it seems that course builders are afraid of ever putting straights into tracks, and if there's an open bit of track, you've got to stick a jump in it. But I don't know, would have been nice just to run round to the finish, a bit of a flat track type corner.
Because you're going to get some serious height off of that. You are going to take off, aren't you, big time?
Yeah, you're going to take off big time, but for the riders the other side that haven't taken off big time, you're going to have people 15 foot up in the air and other people who haven't gone in quite so fast.
Slingshot
type
thing.
Down on the ground. It looks to be dangerous, and I'd be surprised if there weren't some incidents here tomorrow.
Back in the paddock after I walk around the track. Well, not a complete walk around the track, but as far as I can go in me brogues.
In fairness, we've been to the infield, had a look around and walked back into the paddock. We're looking around at the new livery, build base Honda, probably classic Honda colours, a bit of red and white.
Same as last year, no really change for them?
No, not really, but the Samsung Yamaha are rocking a little bit of fluorescent here. Yeah. Very much in the style of the Marlboro Yamaha, the road race teams from the 90s.
Not sure of the fluorescent.
Not entirely sure it's working.
Whoever did their design, not sure on that one, but... yeah, they've got, looking at their riders for this year, because they've been pretty quiet on the old press front. Graham Irwin, a French kid.
Stephen Lenoir.
Yeah, Stephen Lenoir. I know he did the Europeans, was it last year or the year before, and he was actually quite, he was well up in the top five, so he's going to be fast. Jake Shipton, I think Jake's all injured.
And Joe Banfield.
And Joe, don't know a lot about Joe, I think he's a youth coming up, possibly.
You know more than me on that one. Yeah, exactly,
so... I'm not sure, but if you were in the paddock tomorrow, wandering around, go and take a look at the Samsung truck. It's bright. Okay, we bumped into another rider. Nev, British Supercross champion, and now going straight into the outdoors at Hawkstone.
Yeah, things have been going pretty good. Had a good off-season riding. Managed to clinch our Supercross championship last week and really looking forward to getting started yet.
Have you walked around the track yet, or have you noticed any changes?
No, not yet. I haven't walked around it. It looks pretty awesome from here. Like the ground looks pretty good, and I see they've made a few changes over here, but this track's always good, you know. It's like a proper motocross track. It's nice and rough and, you know, separates everyone up pretty good.
And riding MX2 tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah. I've been riding the 450 in the off-season just to, like, get my strength up and stuff, but, yeah, back on MX2 for the races this season.
Good luck for tomorrow.
Yep, thanks, mate.
No, right, we're back in the paddock. We've bumped into another rider, Jordan Booker. Jordan, how's it going?
Pretty good. Glad to be back here at Hawkstone again, first race of the year.
I see you've noticed a couple of changes already. You've only just got here, yeah?
Yeah, just rolled in now. Looking at the track already, looks like they've changed a couple bits. And looks like they might have actually done a good job too.
what are you trying to say, Jordan?
Nah, I think it's just been... A few changes here being, yeah, long overdue, but yeah. So it looks like it could be interesting. Change it up a little bit from the past.
So obviously we were in the States with you a couple of weeks back. What have you been doing since then?
Tidying up after you, really. That mess you left in the cinema room. But, spent another week out there, another hard week of riding and stuff, and just got back trying to get back into the swing of things on the English type of tracks. And been testing suspension, rode the race bike for the first time on a couple of days ago.
How did that go? Completely different?
Yeah, completely different. It was like miles better than I could have imagined. It was great. But so can't wait to get out there tomorrow and see how she is against the other bikes.
Oh, we'll look forward to catching some photos of you then.
Cool, good luck.
Okay, we've spotted new Samsung MX2 rider, Graham Irwin. Graham, how's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
Good. We've That's noticed good. Your truck. Yeah, it's a little bit bright.
Beautiful. What about the van? How's your van?
That is knackered. But your truck, what's with the orange then?
Yeah, it's just Roy, being Roy, just wanted a change for this year, and I think he wants to make it stand out a bit more, so...
It stands out, all right, that's for sure. So about you then, where have you had a good off-season? And
Yeah, it's been... this one's been totally different to any other. Just sort of stayed in the UK, done a 1 week in Spain in December. It was just more of a holiday, just keep it fun, and then... Yeah, it's just been in the UK, really.
Good to be back.
Yeah, awesome to be back. Hopefully this year I can make the whole year.
Cool. Well, good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay, we bumped into the two build base Honda mechanics. Ryan Fort. Ryan, your rider's missing this weekend.
Yeah, his leg a couple of weeks ago. So he's in France at the moment having a scan and whatnot on his ligaments in his ankle.
Gutted all that work you put in pre-season?
Fingers crossed it's not as bad as we kind of think it is at the moment. But
cool. Gary, Jordan Booker's mechanic, how's it going your end?
Very good. Really, really happy with the team and the bike and the whole setup and the whole feeling. Jordan's been putting a lot of hard work in through the winter. and hopefully we're gonna see the results over the next day.
The last time we've seen you, it was in America. The weather you come back to, it's been a bit bad in the last couple of weeks, but today, Saturday's good.
Yeah, the sun's shining today, so no bother. As long as the rain stays away, we're happy.
Well, good luck for your team tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we bumped into one of the younger riders and making his debut tomorrow in the pro level, and that's over to you. Introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm Dan Thornhill.
Riding for?
Gritton MMX Meredith Suzuki.
Well, Meredith's now?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So first pro race, how you feeling? Nervous?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but the track looks good and I'm quite excited to mix it with the big names.
Well, you've obviously rode here in the youth class for years, but have you had good races here off the top of your head?
Yeah. Well, I raced here last year for the British Masters and I came away with the overall in the youth. But obviously the adults is a total different kettle of fish. But I'm excited to go out and I feel good and hopefully it turns out good tomorrow.
Well, good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we've found John Gifford, team manager of the Sanse Yamaha. John, the talk of the paddock at the moment is your change of colour scheme to the luminous orange on the side. Where did it come from?
Well, it was another one of Embo's ideas.
You blame him, Roy, then, are you?
No. We think it's good. When he mentioned it, everyone was a little bit unsure, but he has done it before in the past and just said that, you know, his idea this year was when we were at the workshop, just out and out, disgustingly blingy.
To be fair, the bikes look sweet, to be honest.
Well, his idea was when we were at the workshop, just over the top bling. And then when you get to the pits, everyone else's gear's out and about and different colours and everything else, and it just tones it down a little bit. So hopefully this year it won't tone it down a bit and we'll still stand out.
Photographs wise, it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
What's the kit then? What kit are you running?
In fly kit as well, they've got a blue kit with a fluorescent orange beading on it and stuff, and they've also got a purple kit and a red kit as well. So the red might flash a little bit, but I think she'll be sweet. It definitely won't miss us.
So when the fans turn up tomorrow, they're going to say, well, yeah, we can certainly spot them bikes.
Certainly see us, yeah, definitely.
So how's the riders doing? What's your team for this year then?
We've got two MX2 riders that are riding tomorrow, Stephen Lenoir and Graham Irwin. Both boys have been going real good in the off-season so far, so I don't know.
And both riding tomorrow?
Both riding tomorrow.
Okay, and we'll keep what numbers Graham this year?
Graham's number 5.
Yeah.
And Stephen's 685.
685.
Yep.
That's a funny number to come out with.
I know. He's always had it. He wanted to run it. Roy wasn't keen on the 3 digits, but
there we go.
It was his preference. He wanted to run 685, so see how it goes, I think.
Good luck for the team tomorrow.
Cheers, Ray.
Right, we've had our wander around the paddock, the pit area of Auckland International, and a few interesting conversations with people. What's your take on it for tomorrow, Joe?
It's a really, really relaxed feel today. It's quite nice to come down here, just see the teams all setting up. People all fairly hopeful about the new season, some new rides, some new looking livery. Great that there's some international riders here tomorrow. It is meant to be an international, but sometimes you don't get those riders. But to see DeSalle and Strybos coming over here,
DeRuver
and Paulan. Talking around between Ben, myself and you, I think probably between DeSalle and Paulan tomorrow to take MX1, you'd be hard pushed to be competing against those, any of the British guys.
But, and a possible British in the MX2 with Jake Elliott?
Yeah, I think so. Jordan Booker, as you saw him over in California, is looking damn good. He should come out the DB Honda racing guys. World Cotterill might do well at it, but good presence from Honda. A lot of Hondas being going through technical control there this year, and a lot of Kawasaki. So a bit of swamping of red and green in the paddock tomorrow.
So overall, it looks, you know, if you're thinking about coming to Hawkston for tomorrow morning, the weather's pretty good. Well, hopefully it's going to be pretty good. It's going to be dry anyway, so it's worth a trip for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. The track is looking superb. Hawkston is always good. You know, it's a good fast sand track. There's good watching. Standing in the middle, you can see an awful lot of it. We might even try and struggle our way up to the top of the hill.
No.
You will.
Is there a cable car or something?
Yeah, well, perhaps you can find a quad or something like that.
I've got a bad toe.
Thank you, Mr. Hay. Oh God, he's punched me with a bottle.
No, I can't see myself going to the top of the hill.
Okay, but fair enough. It was worth a try.
So that's pretty much it from the first moto show for the outdoor season in the UK. We're going to do get some more bits and bobs tomorrow, which you can hear on the online in the week, and hopefully see you guys tomorrow.
Yep, off for watch a bit of rugby and maybe a beer or two.
Excellent, sounds good.